Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show. Hairstylist burnout.
I mean, I feel like everybody has had the case of the burnouts once in their lifetime, but I feel like for hairstylists, it comes up pretty often because you do work such a different schedule than a regular job. Like, hours for a hairstylist is all day long, every day, on your off days, trying to improve your craft, and that can be a lot. Like, your life can turn into just hair so quickly, and I feel like that's a huge cause of burnout. I know I've seen it where people, they live, eat, sleep, breathe hair, and they have nothing else going on in their lives, and I feel like that really causes people to resent doing hair and not loving what they do anymore if they don't have those, like, outside hobbies or something else to focus on when they're not doing hair, because hair can take up a lot of your life, for sure.
I definitely have experienced it a lot, actually. There for a while when I first moved to New York, I was literally just focused on doing hair, and I literally eat, sleep, breathe hair. And there was a point where I would literally come home and be so depressed, because this is when I first moved to New York. So I had no friends. My coworkers, I didn't really hang out with them very much. So literally I would come home to just me and my dog and have nothing to do on my off time or whatever. I was almost to the point where I was like, I'm just doing hair here. Like, what other reason am I here?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know. It was very depressing. So at that point in time, I was like, oh, I should probably just move back home, because, like, I'm just doing hair. I can do hair anywhere.
Yeah.
If I'm not having, like, a good life balance after that, what's the point of even being here in New York? So, but then I met some friends here in my building on my rooftop, and we just became really close. And yeah, it turned out to be a very beautiful community of friends that I have now. And so, yeah. But apart from that as well, is like in the repetition of doing hair behind the chair for so long, and literally that's all you have, you need to either A, take some classes or take a vacation. There was one point in my life where I was literally traveling to go to hair classes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I did.
Yeah.
Like, it was beneficial for my career. Me personally, I'm kind of literally not focused on anything other than hair at the moment. So
yeah.
Then I came to New York to do hair for Fashion Week, and I was like, you know what? This is where I want to be.
Yeah.
So I completely moved just because I felt like I wanted to be here in New York. And that's very hard, because I left an 8-year behind the chair career,
mm-hmm,
to move to New York to
start with zero clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was scary as well. But you know what? We made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my burnout is not as much as it was back then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being a baby stylist is so hard. Like, the beginning of your career for anybody, doesn't matter if you're in the hair industry or not, it's just really hard because you have to put your all into it. And like I said in previous episodes, when I moved here, I immediately, my life was hair, and it hasn't stopped being hair till, like, now. I've kind of, like, been able to break up my work and my life a little bit, but it's taken me some time. And I definitely, being so early on in your career, it's unlikely for you to experience burnout. But I think what I experienced was, am I doing the right thing? Like, is this career for me? Like, this is a lot of work. Am I cut out for this? Am I creative enough? You know, that kind of, like, self-doubt where it puts you into, I don't want to go to work anymore. Like,
right,
is this even worth it for me? But I definitely experienced that early later, earlier on being an assistant, just because of like all the workload that was put on me that I wasn't used to. And then on top of that, I needed to focus on educating myself on actually being a stylist, but also helping out everybody else and making time for myself outside of work was really hard because I was exhausted. I kind of did something similar to you. I had just moved to the city. I didn't have any friends. I didn't want to go out because I was like, I need this time to rest. Like, and also I don't have any money. Like, I'm broke. I just moved here. Like, I kind of need to just like chill and like take the time to like recover. But I feel like for anybody who is contemplating like quitting their job or just not loving what they do anymore, I feel like you have to challenge yourself to like see the light at the end of the tunnel of what you're doing, and also try to find something that you're going to fall in love with again. Like, maybe it's the services that you're providing aren't making you happy anymore. Maybe you need to specialize in something else or bring on another service or change your environment or take a break for a little bit. Like, there's nothing wrong with taking a break from what you've been doing for so long. I feel like everybody needs a little time for themselves to refine who they are and what they love about this career.
Right. No, I completely agree with that. I think that I literally just took this class, an extensions class, and I didn't know that I needed that class or be hyped about something, but I was like, oh my gosh, that was so exciting. And I feel very happy and rejuvenated in doing hair, because now I can focus on like maybe trying to gain like an extension clientele, or you know, have fun with adding hair to people who need hair for thicker hair or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I can like kind of sway that way into doing extensions. I mean, there's now learning that there's so many different things that I can do with that.
Yeah.
It's not just learning how to do one type of extension or whatever, you know. But so I definitely feel that, and I feel that like you need some rejuvenation with whatever it is. Even just that little class, it was like what, a 6-hour class. I completely feel rejuvenated in doing hair.
Mm-hmm. And you're like excited for something new. I mean, you've been in your career for 13, almost 14 years, and it's like you're still learning new stuff every day.
Yeah.
You know, like once you bring in that kind of sense of freshness, I feel like it really like shoots you on the path of like, oh, I'm excited to do this stuff again and figure out my way and how to break the rules and what makes me feel like this is the best. And also just being able to add another service to your menu is such a big deal. I feel like that is huge when it comes to hair, because it's like, oh, you only can do so many things, but you can make a service out of anything.
Yeah, especially after, I mean, gosh, there are some days where you just, nothing is going right.
Yeah.
And like every single person that comes in, the vibe is just kind of off. And so even on those days where I am not 100% or I don't feel like everything is going the way that I want it to go as far as like doing hair, something like that can also kind of put you over the edge. And if you don't,
yeah,
if you don't get that in check real quick, then you'd be like, forget it, I'm done doing hair, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that everybody has the amount they can handle, and you really don't know until that last button gets pushed.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the simplest thing of just like, oh wow, I didn't realize how much burnout or like resentment I was holding for this, or just like the lack of, for lack of a better term, like the respect that you feel like you are deserved. And when clients come in like that and it's just like they feel off or they feel entitled to you, but like you've paid your dues. You've been in this industry for however long, and you've worked to this point, and someone comes in and just like takes that all away. Like,
yeah,
that hurts. Like, people don't understand like how much time, effort, and money that you have put into this career, and they just walk in like, well, you have to do whatever I say because I'm paying your check right now.
Yeah.
Which it's not like that for a lot of times, but once in a blue moon you get a roll of people like that, and it really like brings you down. But like you were saying, that class just kind of picked you right back up, and it didn't feel like you were hating what you were doing, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly. I was like, oh, this is so much better. Because literally, there are some times where I get so fed up. I'm like, I could literally walk out of here and go get a job at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
No.
When I really think about it. But I'm like, It would just be so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I also feel like it's hard to really separate like the love for hair and like the passion that you have for hair and also the job. Because when you mix those two things together, it can be a really great career path to take. But also at the same time, it's really difficult to be like, okay, this is my passion. I love this. Like, this is what I want to do. But at the end of the day, it's still like your job to perform. And when you're not feeling like you love it, like you still have to perform your best.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you mesh those two things together, it creates that kind of like weird like power dynamic of, oh, this is something I really love to do and I'm just making money off of it. But when you're not feeling it, like you still need that money. Like you still have to do a job. Like, yeah, you could go get a job that you don't care about, but then like what's the point? You're just there to collect your check and leave. Like that's not like a way to live. You know what I mean?
It's not passionate.
Yeah.
That's not what you do. I mean, at that point you're just making money just to make money.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is fine and all. I feel like that's good, but like you're never gonna excel. You're never gonna like be happy in the position you are. So I feel like we're really lucky to be where we are, and I feel like we have to remind ourselves that, like, oh, we worked our asses off to be here, and I'm so happy that I don't have to be someone who works in a grocery store who's just, like, getting their money to, like, pay their bills, you know what I mean?
I feel like also that there are people even in our industry and job titles in our industry that sometimes don't understand that when they can be in a bad mood or whatever, because they're just collecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
That triggers us.
Yeah.
In such a way that we're like, okay.
Yeah. No, yeah. I feel like people who are in the community but aren't directly affected, like aren't directly doing hair, it's like such a different dynamic. Like you will have somebody like an owner who has never done hair in their life but just like owns a hair shop.
That's a nightmare.
That is a nightmare in itself. They are just working you to the bone. There's no creativity. Like, you're just another hair robot, like, producing the same thing over and over again that they want because all they are seeing is dollar bills and, like, not people and art projects on people's heads. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that we love to do and, like, we want to express all those things and we want to make people feel good and, like, build those relationships. But it's hard when people around you don't understand that concept or just don't have that feeling towards hair. Like, it's just a job. Like, no, it's not. Like, these people are going to walk out and it's going to be on their hair for 3 to 4 months or to a year. Like, this is something that we want to perfect and make people feel good about when they walk out their house every single day. You just have to take the time to, like, really step back and view it from our eyes and not just being like, oh my God, like, this is so annoying, blah, 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 like.
And then, you know, you also have in those aspects, I'm like, well, what do you love doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you could completely change your career around and go do something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Versus working at a job that you really don't care for. Like, I love nursing. Mm-hmm. I love the aspect of nursing. I love the job. I love how to do all of the things, but it was the people that I worked around that thought that it was just a paycheck to them.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm passionate about this. I don't want to be working around people who are just like, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a job to them, you know? Yeah.
That's another thing is I feel like people don't realize that burnout is not only affecting you directly, but it's also affecting your coworkers and like your job because you're caring, like, no matter who you are, what type of person you are, or if you feel like, oh, you're not showing your emotions, like, you're closed off, whatever, people are going to feel your energy and realize that you are burnt out.
Yeah.
There has been so many jobs that I've had that you can just pick out of the people, oh, they're burnt out, they need to get a new job, or they need to take a long vacation. You know what I mean? I feel like that's all that comes down to, like, what can you do to prevent that burnout? What would you say to other people if they're experiencing burnout, or what is something that you can do to just make that person's day a little better or your day a little better?
I'm like, go take the day off, go outside, go to the park, go do something, clear your mind, get it off your chest, do whatever you got to do, keep that in check, and then come back the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. There's so many things out there that kind of can prevent you from burnout. Even like watching YouTube videos on doing hair. Like sometimes for me, that's just like, that just gives me a little pep. And then also I'm learning something, and also I'm learning how to do something new. And let me backtrack by saying I only watch professional people do hair.
Yeah.
I don't watch your average Joe Schmo doing their hair.
Yeah.
Not about that life. But yeah. No, even sometimes the littlest things like that, I'm like, oh, okay, this is great.
This isn't like directly related to hair, but this is about burnout, so I'm going to say it. So my partner works at a job that he absolutely hates, and he does it to pay the bills so he can figure out what he wants to do. And he regularly experiences burnout, and that directly affects me because I live with him. We see each other every single day. He tells me how he feels. Obviously, he wants to express his emotions and kind of like get out that feeling of like dreadful. Like the amount of times I've heard from him being like, oh my God, I just don't want to go to this job anymore. Like this job sucks. Like there's so much bullshit going on, like whatever, whatever. And I always tell him, I'm like, well, then if you're feeling like this, A, you can always get another job that pays the bills. B, why don't you take some days off and work on something that you're really passionate about? And that honestly really helps him. Like he has other stuff going on in his life that he works on quite often. And once he starts getting in that mode of like, okay, like this job is just for me right now to pay the bills. I don't have to put my whole being into being this job. I don't have to like really emotionally connect or emotionally like divide people because of the drama and all the stuff that's going on. Like, why don't I just take a step back and focus on what I'm passionate about? And every single time he does that, I feel like he's in so much of a better mood. Like he's not thinking about like, oh my God, I'm going to work tomorrow, like this sucks. Like he's just focused on the present day and like what he's doing that day, you know, like taking it day by day and not really being like, I can't believe that I have to work here still, like yada yada. I just want to do something that makes me happy. But it's like, if you can't get to that point financially or just like with what you have, like a high school degree or not like a GED or like whatever, like I know that a lot of people have job restrictions because of experience or those types of accreditations that they can't get. You can just take it day by day and figure out what's the next step for you to really push forward to making your passion into a day job.
Yeah. Sometimes not having a clue what you want to do and just kind of like figuring it out as you go is honestly sometimes the joy.
Yeah.
And that's when you really find it. Because I worked at a grocery store before I started doing hair, and I literally was not even thinking about doing anything. I was just kind of coasting along, you know.
That's a lot of people do.
Like I said, and then, you know, my aunt and my mom and myself were just shopping one day in my hometown, and they were like, oh, let's go check out the cosmetology school. Knowing good and well that I didn't tell anybody this. Maybe a month earlier, I literally called the cosmetology school and was like, hey, how much is it? Blah,
wow.
Blah. You know, I'll come by and sure. Yeah. And I never did.
Mm.
And then that just happened. And I was like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
So yeah, things happen for a reason. It can be very strange, but I feel like if you don't, I guess for me, a lot of what happens in my life always kind of surrounds by me staying positive.
Yeah.
And looking on the bright side of things versus all the crap that could go wrong, you know?
I've had many cases of burnout, but the biggest one that led me to where I am today is all through my life, I've played soccer. Like, soccer was my life. I learned how to walk playing soccer. Like, I had a week off in a year that I wasn't playing soccer. And in high school, I played high school and I played club league, which is two separate leagues for two different teams. And in my junior year, I was so fucking burnt out. I was like, I can't do this anymore. This doesn't bring me any type of happiness. Like, I'm so depressed. I hate it here. There was like conflicts of interest between like me and my coaches. And I just felt like I was being treated so badly. And all I wanted to do was just quit. And my parents were like, no, like, you can't quit. Like, you need to play the rest of the season. And if you still feel like this at the end of the season, like, then we'll let you quit. But they were kind of just like holding on to the fact that it was like, this is who I was. Like, this is what I was going to do for the rest of my life. Like, I had a plan that I wanted to go to sport. I wanted to go to college and play soccer and then hopefully like move up to play professional. Like, that was what I wanted to do. And I had no other doubt in my mind that that's what I was going to do. And when that season hit me, I was just like, I have no idea who I am as a person. Like, wow. What am I without this sport that I've like wrapped up my life in? And I was so depressed. I was crying every night. I didn't want to physically go outside because I can't see any of these people I know from my team. Like, I don't want to be involved with anybody. Like, I was just so emotionally overwhelmed and just lost. And I was 17 at the time, and that's pretty young. I know that happens to a lot of people where that's their whole life and they know nothing else. But once I quit, I just kind of like took the year off to just do whatever I wanted, basically. Like, I never had the chance to just hang out with friends or go have a job or do all these things because I had no time outside of school and sports. And that's when I really tried to focus on, okay, if this is not what I'm doing after high school, what can I do with what I have? You know, what's something that I like to do? And long story short, it got me to moving to New York and becoming a hairstylist. And I've never been more happy in my life that I pushed myself to do that and that I had the support in the community around me to like really figure out who I was as a person and what would make me happy. And in the end, I feel like that burnout really caused such a great thing to happen for me.
Yeah. Did you know that you were going to come here and go to hair school?
No.
Like, well, like, when was the initial idea of you wanting to do hair?
I mean, I've always like loved anything to do with the beauty community in general. Like, I would always do my friend's hair. I was always doing my hair. Like, I just really loved that like aspect. And I knew that that was something that I had the ability to do. Like, I could just learn it and figure it out. And also, I would be able to make a lifestyle around it as well. And I knew for me that I can't work in an office. Like, I don't want to go to college, real college, because I just am not a school person. So I was like, what's something else I can do? And I have a lot of people who went to trade school in my life. Mm-hmm. So I was looking into stuff like that. And I originally thought that I was going to go to school in California because it was close to home. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, well, I'm going to take a year off. I'm going to work as much as I can to save up as much money as I can. So when this thing kind of slows down and we're able to really live life again, that I can move and have enough money to be comfortable and move. But my sister came home and she was living in Utah at the time. And she came home for like a holiday or something. And she was like, why aren't you moving to New York right now? And we were like, me and my partner were like, what? Like, why would we be moving to New York right now? And it was always kind of his dream to live here. And it was just like, oh, I had been here a few times before. It was never anything that I was like, oh my God, like I had butterflies about it. Like, this was a passion. But we kind of decided then and there that like, oh, we could really do this right now. Like, let's do it. Like, that would be the biggest, like, if we can make it and really do this, then I feel like we're going to set ourselves up for the rest of our lives, like on a trajectory upward. And I had looked at an Aveda school in California and I loved it. It was super cool. It felt like everything that I wanted. And it really embodied the type of industry that I wanted to be in. And the other ones, I was just like, eh, it kind of feels really shallow.
Yeah.
And just like a lot about doing celebrity hair because we were in LA at the time. And I was like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. Like, I want to do hair for regular people. I don't want to work with celebrities or whatever. I remember this one. This is kind of funny. This one school I went and looked at. The administration lady was like, oh yeah, you'll be doing hair on yachts and da 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 and doing like red carpet events. And I was like, that doesn't excite me as much as you think it would. I feel like that would just be a whole lot of disrespect. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the patience.
Want to do hair in general. I don't care about the glitz and the glam.
Yeah, like that's cool and all, but that's not how I want to do hair. But then I was just like, oh, since I like the Aveda so much in California, I was going to look at the Aveda school here. So that's kind of how I ended up moving here and doing schooling through Aveda. But I mean, like I said, if it wasn't for that burnout, I would have never pushed myself to come here and do what I felt like I was passionate about.
Yeah. So wow. I love that. So any last words about burnout?
I feel like my last word / advice is, if you're feeling any type of burnout or you feel lost, always know that there's something, a door is going to open for you in any type of form, and you just got to look out for it.
Yeah, that is very true. Yeah. And also staying positive.
Yeah.
Like, don't get burnt out and fed up and head over heels and then do something drastically to completely change it. But work your way into it.
Yeah.
But stay positive.
Take your life day by day. And if that day's not good, there's always tomorrow to be good.
That is true.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.